It's 68 degrees in Lexington at 8:55. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News.
The Urban County Council has unanimously approved a $35 million budget for the next fiscal year. This is Steve York at City Hall. That budget includes a 12% reduction in the county property tax rates, but it doesn't include a contribution to the Housing Aid Corporation. During a work session this past Tuesday, the council decided to put $40,000 in the contingency fund for housing aid. But Urban County Corporation Counsel George Robbie said the budget could not be amended on its face tonight to include that provision. There is a chance, however, that the council will give first reading tonight to an ordinance allowing that change in the budget. But it won't get second reading until the council meets again in 2 weeks. This is Steve York, WVLK News.
The strike is not over. That story coming up.
Where in the world can you find the greatest selection of name brand high fashion clothes and the largest savings? At the Ann Herbert Shop, where there's a world of fashion and savings. And right now, the savings celebration is bigger than ever during Ann Herbert's birthday sale. There's a large selection of famous maker cotton double knit shirts and shorts, reduced to $4.99. Choose bathing suits, dresses, and purses. It's all yours. A world of fashion at the Ann Herbert Shop. 1225 North Broadway.
Yesterday, the director of the Appalachian Regional Hospitals told us that he hoped that a contract could be handed to representatives of the United Steelworkers Union today that would possibly end the 13-week-old strike against the hospitals. Now it appears it's going to take another day. Jay Coberly told WVLK News tonight the situation at this point is very critical.
We're at this point trying to bring it to a close, and things could shift to such an extent that we really shouldn't assume we've got certain things agreed upon until it's all over. But I do hope we'll be have something finalized tomorrow. Both parties will be happy with it.
Corbelli said it's his hope to have a settlement possibly as early as noon tomorrow. If you do want to take a vacation this year, next week will be a good week to take off, since the gasoline supply in the state is fairly stable. In the weekly survey released by the Louisville and Bluegrass Automobile Clubs, less than 1% of the stations along major routes will be closed on the 4th of July. However, the number closed among neighborhood gas stations will be much higher. According to this week's survey, 3 out of 4 stations will be open Sunday, and more than half are staying open past 9 o'clock on weekends. The chairman of the Fayette County School Board says he wants the controversial issue of professional negotiations to be the main issue in his campaign for re-election. James Barlow has said in the past that the people of Fayette County don't want teachers to have that kind of negotiating power with the board.
I intend to make it the primary issue of the campaign because I do want the people to speak out. Now, maybe I'm wrong in the analysis that I have made personally about it. If I am, I guess I'll find out about it. But I want the people to speak not only to me and to this Board of Education and the FCEA, but I want them to speak to our elected representatives that go to Frankfurt about this. I want them to hear it loud and clear that this is not the desire of the people of Fayette County that we have a teachers' union.
Barlow will be seeking re-election as chairman of the school board in November. Last week, Mrs. Ann Ross announced she will seek the chairmanship from the 4th District. So far, the only candidate opposing Barlow. Another board member up for re-election, Dr. J. M. Broda, says he hasn't decided yet whether or not he's going to run for a position on the school board again. Sunday night at midnight is the deadline for residents of the old city limits to have their property taxes paid in full. Kentucky Energy Chief Damon Harrison was in Lexington this morning to remind people that the energy shortage is not over and it's still important to conserve energy. Harrison said that he thought the price of gasoline shouldn't rise too drastically in the near future, and that if you want to take a summer vacation, that shouldn't be thought of as wasting energy.
But I do think if you drive 70 miles an hour, that's a waste of energy. If you have a heavy piece of equipment dragging along, that's a waste of energy. And if you don't keep your car in good shape, that's a waste of energy. But I wouldn't say not to take a vacation, at least a short vacation, because most of us need that.
Kentucky Energy Chief Damon Harrison. WVLK Lexington weather mild with a slight chance of showers tonight, variable cloudiness and a little warmer, with a chance of a period of showers or thunderstorms Friday and again Friday night. Partly sunny and warm is the outlook for Saturday. Tonight's low should be in the upper 50s with a high Friday expected to be near 80 degrees. Tomorrow night's low near 60 with a high Saturday expected to be in the low 80s. Our chances of precipitation 20% tonight, 30% both Friday and Friday night. Right now in Lexington, cloudy skies and 68 degrees. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News at 9 o'clock.
This is Dan Streeter for American Information.
It's 70 degrees in Lexington at 7:55. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. Federal Judge Max Winford today handed down a ruling that in effect reverses a state court proceeding against an Internal Revenue agent. George Leary had been ordered jailed for contempt when he refused to testify in Campbell Circuit Court concerning his investigation of loan company records. Leary then appealed to federal court, and Swinford held that federal law takes precedence over state law, and the Internal Revenue agent was not in contempt. County Judge Robert Stevens is heading to Miami, Florida this weekend. He's going to be among 4,500 delegates attending the National Association of Counties Convention. We asked the judge what the purpose of the meeting is.
The purpose of it is to get county officials together to, it's an education process. They compare notes. They're made abreast of what's developing in the federal government and all the various federal agencies, and specifically this year to work to educate county officials and state officials to work together in partnership and strengthen their bond.
Among featured speakers at the convention will be Kentucky Governor Wendell Ford. More news coming up.
Wiedemann Brewing Company, Newport, Kentucky.
The city of Lexington received its last revenue-sharing check today. For that matter, so did Fayette County. While in some circles that could be cause for alarm, it isn't really. Today's checks were the last to be issued to the separate governments. In the future, the checks will be sent to the urban county government. The check for the old city came to $800,000, while the county's share was over $200,000. Total, just a little over $1 million. Until today, there were eight persons seeking the office of Chief Administrative Officer of the Urban County Government, and now there are only seven. One of the candidates, Charles Owens of Louisville, withdrew his application. The attorney says he's decided to stay in law practice. Don Blevins, the chairman of the search committee to fill the position, says there could possibly be an announcement in the next several weeks. Governor Ford today announced a three-point program that he says will use the state's resources and knowledge to meet the potential of scientific and technical manpower. According to the governor, the service will provide prospective industry with names of experts in specialized fields. The program includes a registry of academic scientists and engineers and more than 5,000 scientific papers. Louisville firemen have ratified a contract with the city by a vote of 267 to 247. The three-year contract had been earlier turned down in a previous vote. The city has completed contracts with all workers except the electrical workers. Union members in the traffic engineering department have been calling in sick for about a week, and the director says that if the men cannot prove illness, they'll lose their jobs. Have you ever wondered how long it takes a pigeon edge to hatch? Well, get ready, because you're about to find out. No, this won't be a short biology course, but all this came about when a pigeon, who will henceforth go unnamed, laid an egg on a window ledge outside the WVLK studios yesterday. Considerable interest has cropped up around here surrounding the event, so much that it prompted us to find out when the blessed event, or rather hatching, will occur. We asked Jenny Dunn at the University of Kentucky Agriculture Library to find out how long it takes a pigeon egg to hatch, and she told us.
Usually from 17 to 19.
How often are the eggs laid?
Just once a year, usually.
Okay, and what's the schedule on laying, like, one or two eggs?
The pigeon usually lays one egg, and then on the third day after that lays another egg, and then begins to roost so that they hatch about the same time.
By Jenny's calculations, another egg should arrive tomorrow, and if all goes well, sometime between July 26th and 28th, we'll get to see two newborn pigeons just outside the WVLK studios. By the way, don't worry, we'll keep you posted about any progress in our miniature maternity ward. WVLK Lexington weather, partly cloudy, hot, and humid, with a chance of afternoon and evening thundershowers tonight through Thursday. Partly cloudy and warm Thursday night and Friday. Low temperatures tonight in the 60s, high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Thursday night, we can expect a low in the 60s. Our chances of precipitation decreasing to 30% tonight, 30% Thursday, and 10% Thursday night. Right now, cloudy skies and 70 degrees. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. It's 74 degrees in Lexington at 8:55. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. Several cities across the state have had a problem on their hands with the new hour and wage law that was passed by the last General Assembly. Lexington has been no exception. The biggest headache confronting local governments in Kentucky was how to pay their firemen. The Kentucky Municipal League plans to do something about it. They'll begin by filing suit tomorrow here in Lexington against the state labor department. According to the Municipal League, the new law places a strain on city budgets. The strike against the Appalachian Regional Hospitals is now 15 weeks old, and it still hasn't been settled. The opposing sides met today, but nothing new developed from their meeting in Huntington, West Virginia. Fontaine Banks, the assistant to the president of the hospital chain, says the officials of the hospital and representatives of the United Steelworkers Union will meet again Wednesday to continue hammering out a plan to end the strike. Around 1,000 workers at 9 hospitals have been off the job seeking union representation. The advertisement says, when it rains, it pours. That phrase rang true in Lexington today. The National Weather Service of Bluegrass Field reported almost 2.5 inches of rain fell in Lexington and Fayette County today, and between 11 and 12 noon this morning, we experienced a downpour that netted 85 one-hundredths of an inch. Later today, the Weather Service issued a thunderstorm watch, but it expired about an hour ago. No severe weather was sighted in the state today, but some thundershowers will continue into the night over the southern half of the state. A complete Lexington metro area forecast follows this news. And more news coming up.
Jilly today, hot tamale.
At tonight's Fayette County School Board meeting, which is underway right now, they will discuss changes and policies concerning regular and special meetings. The issue is coming up in order to comply with the open meeting law, otherwise known as the Sunshine Law, that was passed by the Kentucky legislature during their last session. In addition, the board will consider a recommendation that they pay the $47,000 balance of the contract price for the stadium construction at Tate's Creek High School. The state attorney general said it was okay for the board to take over those payments. Mayor Foster Pettit met with members of the Micro City government today and held a question and answer session with the 200 young people. The members of Micro City expressed concern over problems facing the metro government, and one of the top concerns was youth employment. Mayor Pettit had some good news for them.
A totally new program about jobs has started that are needed in the community.
The group also heard Pettit explain that funds have been appropriated for the renovation of Micro City's facilities in the old Booker T. Washington School on Georgetown Street. WVLK Lexington weather, thunderstorms diminishing early this evening with decreasing cloudiness late tonight. Partly cloudy and warm, the outlook for Tuesday through Wednesday. Tonight's low should be in the upper 60s, high tomorrow and Wednesday in the upper 80s. Tuesday night's low is expected to be in the mid-60s. Our chances of precipitation, 20% for the rest of the evening. The relative humidity in Lexington stands at 82%. Right now, partly cloudy in 74 degrees. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News.
This is Don Fisher for American Information.
Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of
It's 78 degrees in Lexington at 6:53. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. The United Mine Workers Union today signed an agreement to reduce the number of pickets at the Eastover Mining Company in High Split, Kentucky. Today's agreement becomes effective tomorrow night, and pickets will be limited to 6. Federal Court Judge Max Winford, who approved the agreement between the UMW and the National Labor Relations Board, had asked the two sides to reach their own agreement so he would not have to rule on a request by the Labor Board for a temporary restraining order against picketing at High Splint. In a related subject, congressional hearings begin in Washington tomorrow over the union trouble at the Eastover Mining Company's operation at the Brookside Mine. Last year, in a representative election, the UMW came out on top, and since that time, there has been a strike. Among witnesses testifying at tomorrow's hearing will be 12 miners who work at the Brookside Mine. The Urban County Council Special Sewer Committee will meet with Environmental Protection Agency officials a week from Monday to determine the capacity of the West Hickman Treatment Plant. The committee agreed today that determining the capacity should precede any expansion of sewer facilities in Lexington and Fayette County. Vice Mayor Scotty Basler talked about the steps the committee would take after the capacity of the West Hickman plant was determined.
Once we find out what we have to work with, then we'll find out what is the present plan development in the area. What is the rate of growth? At what rate are we taking all this excess capacity? And then we can project to how we've got to put the services where and this, that, and the other. And then we'll decide decide where the development ought to be and how much of it should be.
Vice Mayor Scotty Basler. In a few minutes, a meeting will be getting underway at the Manchester Center, sponsored by the Tenant Services of the Metro Government. The meeting will discuss the new landlord-tenant law that goes into effect August 1st. The Administrative and Research Coordinator of Tenant Services, Barry Donaldson, explains what the meeting is all about.
Tenant Services is the housing crisis center for low and moderate income tenant families in Fayette County. And because of this, we are concerned with successful implementation of this new law. The meeting tonight at the Manchester Center is one in a series of 8 meetings planned for inner city tenants to explain the new provisions of the law and to advise them of their new rights and duties under Kentucky law.
Tonight's is the first of 8 meetings on the subject. The law outlines the rights and responsibilities of both tenants and landlords in Fayette and Jefferson counties. By the way, when you visit the Bluegrass Fair this week, you might notice a booth set up by the Fayette County Young Republicans. They're taking signatures for a petition against the Red River Dam project. When the fair is over, the petition will be turned over to U.S. Senator Marlo Cook, also opposed to the construction project. As you travel down Main Street toward Broadway each day, you probably glance over toward the construction site of the Lexington Civic Center. Well, in case you're wondering how the project is moving along, the construction manager for that project, Dick Kaufman, says everything's right on schedule.
Basically, we're right on schedule right now. We've lost a couple days due to rain, but we're still on schedule. What we're trying to do right now is get ahead of schedule because of the bad weather that we're going to get this fall. And we do have a tight schedule, so this is the reason we're trying to pick up on it now. Working every available day, and we've been working about 10 hours a day, and Saturdays when weather permits.
Kaufman also said today that the first priority is to get the sports arena enclosed by next fall. Kaufman conducted a press tour of the area today. The center will contain an exhibition area and a shopping area. The entire project is scheduled for completion in the fall of 1976. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News.
This is Howard K. Smith, ABC News, Washington, with much less evidence. The Congress should now imitate the Supreme Court. Don't keep this people in anguish and this nation running on half steam any longer. Decide hard, one way or the other, and decide fast. This is Howard K. Smith, ABC News, Washington, with a comment on American Information Radio.
WVLK Lexington weather, partly cloudy and warm tonight through Thursday night, increasing cloudiness with a chance of thundershowers Friday. Tonight's low and tomorrow night's low in the 60s, high Thursday in the 80s, Friday's high should be in the middle to upper 80s. Chances of rain less than 20% tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Right now, clear skies in Lexington and 78 degrees. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News.
This is Dialogue, a conversation with the men and women making news in Central Kentucky.
It's 72 degrees in Lexington at 9:55. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. Mayor Foster Pettit has again said no to the idea of granting collective bargaining rights to urban county government employees.
I do not believe that a union contract is needed to resolve the problems which the firefighters have described. I'm convinced that the fears of the firefighters and other employees can be satisfied if these employees will give the council and me an opportunity.
The mayor's comments were made during a meeting with Local 526 of the Professional Firefighters Association this afternoon at City Hall. The firemen have been seeking negotiating status with the Urban County Council for several weeks now. Last week, the firemen went on strike, but it lasted only a few hours because of a court injunction obtained by the council. There were rumors of another strike today, and WVLK News asked the union's national representative, Michael Lass, if there was any truth to that rumor.
We are here to receive a proposal from the city. The mayor indicated he would have a written statement as to his objections to recognition. We want to evaluate those, and we're here to negotiate. We're not here to give any ultimatums or take any final positions. We're here to work out an agreement that will keep the firefighters performing firefighting duties, and in the discord and disagreement that's arisen between the city and their firefighters, and do it honorably and reasonably, and get them recognition and the rights to collectively bargain.
Lass made those comments just prior to the meeting with Mayor Pettit and the council, and during the meeting, the firemen rejected the mayor's proposal, saying they don't go far enough. Andy freezes up. That story coming up.
It's here, the automobile.
Former Lincoln Mercury, East Main at Woodland in Lexington. Coming soon.
The Urban County Council gave first reading to a resolution tonight to purchase over 2,000 gallons of antifreeze for government vehicles. That's nothing new. They do it every year. What is new is the price they'll have to pay for it this year. 7th District Councilman Tony Kurtzinger, who owns a local trucking company, told WVLK News what the antifreeze is going to cost per gallon.
I calculated that was $5.90 or 90-some cents a gallon. And at the way the price of antifreeze is increasing today, that's becoming cheap. Antifreeze last week in the city of Lexington here was selling for $8 a gallon.
We asked Kurt Singer if he could explain the drastic increase in that product this year.
Well, I received word back about 4 weeks ago that there was going to be a shortage of antifreeze this year due to one of the largest makers of antifreeze not making any this year. They're using their product for something else, and this does create a shortage on the market.
And Kurt Singer said some persons in the business are predicting prices for antifreeze may go as high as $12 a gallon this year. Four suspects have been questioned by FBI agents in Richmond following the late morning robbery of the Bank of Lexington in the Woodhill Shopping Center. The four suspects were stopped a short time after the holdup by Richmond police on I-75. No arrests have been made at that time. A cashier at the bank told WVLK News that a lone gunman wearing a ski mask came into the bank shortly after 11 this morning. She said he took about $10,000 in cash from two cash registers and then left the bank in her car after demanding she hand over her keys. The car was later found abandoned not far from where the holdup took place. WVLK Lexington weather cloudy with showers and thundershowers likely tonight and tomorrow. Periods of locally heavy rain possible tonight. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thundershowers Friday night and Saturday. Low tonight and tomorrow night in the mid-60s. High tomorrow in the 80s. Rain chances 80% tonight, 60% tomorrow, 40% tomorrow night. Right now partly cloudy, 72 degrees. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News.
News of the hour on the hour.
It's 70 degrees in Lexington at 8:55. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. The Urban County Council will hold a special meeting tomorrow to give first reading to a new pay structure for the Urban County Fire Department. And the plan is expected to receive second reading at the regular meeting Thursday night, so it can go into effect by Friday. That's when House Bill 477 becomes law that requires all local government employees receive time and a half pay for all hours over 40 each week. The Metro firemen work 56 hours weekly. An attorney for the Urban County Council, George Robbie, explains the difference in the old pay plan and the new one.
At the present time, the wage rates for firemen are not fixed on an hourly basis. They are fixed on a monthly basis, and they are fixed on the basis of a 56-hour week. And presumably, allowance is already in there for a 56-hour week. This simply takes that monthly salary, converts it to an hourly basis, so that when this law comes into effect, as it will later on this week, when they work overtime over 56 hours, it can be applied. And at the same time, they're being paid overtime for the 16 hours over 40.
The plan isn't setting too well with some of the Metro firemen, however, who see the law passed by the General Assembly as reason to receive a raise. Fireman M.C. Miller told us why he's unsatisfied.
We're now being paid a monthly pay for 56 hours. What they intend to do is to break it down and pay us less per hour, so that 40 hours they will give us a certain rate. For time and a half they will pay us the additional rate of time and a half. It'll all come back to the same total. So in my opinion, this is a subterfuge of the law. They're trying to beat House Bill 477.
Tonight, the Richmond City Commission is discussing the same problem with a special meeting scheduled for tomorrow so their plan can go into effect by Friday. More news coming up.
Lexington Dodge is the place where I'm going to buy my car. 1560 New Circle Road, I'd be a superstar. Lexington Dodge will treat you right with a real down-home deal. Lexington Dodge.
If you're in the market for a new or used automobile, you owe it to yourself to stop by Lexington Dodge at 1560 New Circle Road and see that we do sell for less. People all over Central Kentucky have come by Lexington Dodge to buy and to trade, and all return completely satisfied with not only the great deal, but also the most competent service. Lexington Dodge, 1560 New Circle Road.
Lexington Dodge will treat you right with a real down-home deal. Put them to the test, they really sell for less at Lexington Dodge. Put them to the test, they really sell for less at Lexington Dodge.
This afternoon, the Urban County Council held their regular work session, and Mayor Foster Pettit was given the green light to tell engineers to begin defining areas for partial urban services. The services are to cover all built-up areas that aren't covered now. A proposal was requested for mid-July by Vice Mayor Scotty Basler. Lextrans Good Thing won't be going crosstown anymore. The Lexington Transit Authority today voted to discontinue the crosstown bus service now offered by the line. Even though passenger usage was up 26% this May, over May of last year, increased costs prevent the company from showing any additional revenue. The new Urban County Dog Control Law took effect today, and Steve Milner of the Metro Law Department insists that it's not a leash law.
It's not that at all, and it's exactly the same ordinance, which heretofore has been in effect in what used to be the old city limits. And it's a law which is actually quite liberal, but I think does have the capacity of getting the job done as far as controlling dogs from overrunning the county.
Steve Milner, the law isn't expected to be enforced too strictly for a while, though, until the necessary equipment and manpower is available. Fines for violating the law can range from $5 to $25. A fire at the Volunteers of America Recycling Center today totally destroyed the building and its contents. Metro firemen report that the fire probably started when a spark from a forklift ignited some old newspaper that was stored in the building awaiting recycling. The building at 4th and Newtown Pike began burning late this morning. WVLK Lexington weather, partly cloudy and warmer tonight through Thursday, with a chance of showers or thundershowers Wednesday. Low tonight near 60 degrees. The high tomorrow should be in the mid-80s. Tonight's low dropping down into the 60s. Tomorrow's high in the 80s. Chances of precipitation less than 20% tonight, 30% Wednesday, and 20% Wednesday night. Right now in Lexington, we have a temperature reading of partly cloudy skies and 70 degrees. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News, and now news continues from ABC.
This is Dan Streeter for American Information Radio in New York with World Wrap-Up. The sounds of the news this Tuesday, June 18th, 1974. In the top of the news, President Nixon prepares for the Soviet summit. H.E.W. speaks up for sexual equality.
It's 68 degrees in Lexington at 8:55. Good evening, I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. There is a possibility that the fancy farm picnic last weekend will be the only time that senatorial candidates Wendell Ford and Marlo Cook appear together. But some people in Louisville are trying to do something about that. There's an invitation being extended to both candidates to appear in a one-hour debate in October on a statewide network of radio and television stations. Senator Cook has accepted the invitation. Governor Ford hasn't. At the annual Fancy Farm picnic last Saturday, Cook vowed he would force Ford to debate the issues again this year. However, Ford, the Democratic nominee, said he will not meet Cook face-to-face again because he doesn't want to draw a crowd for the Republican incumbent. There is no indication when Ford will accept or decline the offer. A debate isn't the only thing on Cook's mind these days. He's waiting the results of a case before the Kentucky Court of Appeals that could possibly remove his name from the ballot. The case was brought to the High Court by Secretary of State Thelma Stovall and Attorney General Ed Hancock. The two feel that Cook's name should be removed from the ballot since he was late in filing the name of his campaign treasurer. Cook's attorneys contend that the senator was in substantial compliance with the law. The Court of Appeals hasn't made a decision. They are taking the case under advisement. One of the major campaign issues between Ford and Cook is the Red River Dam. Cook is against it. Ford is for it. And the governor has told the president of the National Audubon Society there is no alternative to the Red River Dam. Elvis Starr has written Ford asking him to stop the proposed project, but in his response to Starr, Ford said there is no other choice. In the letter, Ford called Starr's attention to a time in 1962 when, as Secretary of the Army, Starr recommended approval of the dam. The teachers are coming to town. That story coming up.
Futura 21.
Educators from across the country are gathering in Lexington as preparations are underway for tomorrow's opening of the annual convention of the National Association of Professional Educators, otherwise known as NAEP. There are two separate teachers' organizations in Fayette County. One is the Professional Educators of Fayette County. The other is the Fayette County Education Association. The FCEA is in favor of professional negotiations for teachers, while the professional educators are leaning the other way. The president of the national organization meeting in Lexington Lexington explained his group's view toward professional negotiations.
We oppose any one coming in as an arbitrator or a third party to tell the school districts how they're going to spend their money and what they're going to teach. And this is the serious threat we're facing with a monopolistic voice. We would not want to see NAEP become the monopolistic voice in the nation for educators.
Richard Mason, the president of NAEP. In the last few hours, congressmen all across Capitol Hill have either been calling for President Nixon's impeachment or for his resignation. This in light of the decision of the president to release more transcripts and the material contained within. But 6th District Congressman John Breckinridge of Lexington doesn't want to make any public proclamation about the situation. Instead, the Democratic congressman wants to take a close look at all of the evidence at hand. Contacted in his Washington office, Congressman Breckinridge tells us that he doesn't go along with the idea of censoring the president either.
I have followed that speculation in the press, and there's been some discussion of it on the floor. It is not, in my view, contemplated within the impeachment article of the Constitution, and therefore not an option available.
Congressman John Breckinridge of Lexington. WVLK Lexington weather clear and cool tonight, partly cloudy and warmer Tuesday through Wednesday. Tonight's low in the mid-50s, high Tuesday and Wednesday mid-80s. Tuesday night's low in the 60s. Chances of rain less than 20% tonight. Right now clear and 68 degrees. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. It's 77 degrees in Lexington at 7:55. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News. A decision that every American has been waiting for in the last few weeks is approaching. In about 5 minutes, President Richard Nixon is expected to tell the nation that he has decided to resign his office in light of recent developments in the investigation of the Watergate break-in that occurred just over 2 years ago. The decision to resign apparently stems from growing support for impeachment on Capitol Hill from Democrats and Republicans alike. It is speculated the president will make his resignation effective at noon tomorrow, at which time Vice President Gerald Ford will take over as president. The vice president had, until a few months ago, served as a congressman in the House of Representatives and had planned on retiring from public life in 2 years. President Nixon's speech to the nation will be heard here on WVLK and ABC Radio following this news. Even though history is about to be in the making, local government continues tonight as the Urban County Council is in session. On this evening's docket is a discussion of the question of whether or not a committee to begin negotiations with members of a local firefighters union. Local 526 at the Professional Firefighters Association has been pushing for collective bargaining rights with the council. Just last week, the mayor told the group that he does not agree with the idea of collective bargaining rights for public employees, and he would not meet with them to negotiate a contract. During Tuesday's work session, Councilman Joe Jasper made a motion to have the mayor appoint a committee to begin such negotiations, but the motion was tabled until tonight's meeting. At the outset of this evening's session, the council voted unanimously to take a recess at 8 o'clock to watch the president's address to the nation. A television set has been installed in the council chambers for tonight's meeting. More news coming up.
Old Dwayne's cut them to the rock bottom. Name your own deal. It's like old Dwayne always said, if you keep talking like this, you're gonna give me a complexion.
A proposal to establish a central communications center in the basement of the municipal building for use in case of a disaster is being considered by members of the Coordinating Committee for Disaster Planning. The suggestion was offered by Colonel John Ahern of Civil Defense. Ahern said that communications during the April 3rd tornado were fragmented into four different areas, and he said it's necessary to consolidate the communications into one area. Money for the establishment of such a center would be available on a matching fund basis from the federal government if certain construction requirements were met. Colonel Ahern explained what would go into that center.
In the emergency operating center should have all the electronic equipment we need, radios and telephones, a telephone for every department like the engineers and the welfare and the Red Cross and police and fire department and so forth, so they can all work. And plus other things like a switchboard and a desk and chairs and even sleeping areas so they may rest. because they may be in operation for 2 or 3 days.
And the plan is under study at this time. Metro Council have reported that two police have suffered gunshot wounds early this evening. 47-year-old Maddie L. White of 363 Jefferson Street was shot in the head twice with a .22 caliber pistol around 6:20 this evening. She was taken to St. Joseph Hospital. Her condition is not known. Police report that 31-year-old Howard Taylor of the same address was found in a bedroom suffering from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the right temple. He was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital. Police indicate that neither of the victims are able to answer any questions at this time. A state legislator today urged Kentucky to enact a law to help reimburse crime victims for their losses. Republican Representative Bruce Blythe of Louisville told the Interim Legislative Committee on the Judiciary the priorities and values are strongly one-sided in favor of the offender. However, Lexington State Representative William Kenton commented he had submitted a model law on the subject previously. Coming up next, an address by President Nixon, which time he is expected to announce his resignation from office. WVLK Lexington weather, variable cloudiness and continued warm with a chance of showers and thundershowers tonight through Saturday. Tonight's and tomorrow night's low in the upper 60s, high Friday and Saturday in the mid-80s. Winds light and variable tonight and Friday. Chances of precipitation 20% tonight, 50% Friday, and 40% Friday night. Right now in Lexington, cloudy, 77 degrees. I'm Tyler Cox, WVLK News.
This is a special live report from ABC News. I'm Don Fisher in New York. President Nixon is about to address the nation and is expected to announce his resignation as 37th President of the United States. Vice President Gerald Ford expected to become the nation's new chief executive in swearing-in ceremonies in Washington tomorrow. President Nixon is believed to have made the decision to resign following a meeting with GOP congressional leaders late yesterday afternoon. The leaders apparently told the president he could count on no more than 15 senators who would support his position to remain in office. President Nixon would thus become the first president in American history to resign from office in the 198-year history of the Republic. Just prior to tonight's address, the president met with Democratic and Republican congressional leaders, and here is the president.
This is the 37th time I have spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of this nation.